I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
One of the hardest things, I think, even to this day, is when your child receives a diagnosis like this, a parent is really, I shouldn't say happy, but there is something that is saying, oh my gosh, my child isn't being naughty because I'm a bad parent. Sometimes people like to label what kids are doing as bad parenting, and or the kids are doing it on purpose. They're disrespectful. They're spoiled. Absolutely not. These kids don't like to act this way themselves. And the difference with that is when you work on the characteristics and focus on giving them hints and understanding where they're coming from. I mean, I look back now on the things that we used to do when George was little, and I think, oh my gosh, if I would have only realized. One of the things that I think that as a parent, if I would have realized, like now when I'm at church and you see kids and they're getting loud at church, or somebody starts to cry and you see that parent's face, they're stressed. They don't want to bother the people around them, you know. I always try to smile or give them a wink and let them know that, you know what, it's okay, because I was like that as a parent. We didn't take our son to the nursery because he didn't work well in the nursery. And then when he would get loud, it would you'd stress out about it.
I don't know if there's a final statement you want to make sure that we get across today, but if there's a website or someplace that you recommend, or where do you find help and hope when you need it?
Well, you know, that's a good question. When I am looking for information, of course, the internet is a place to go. And you know what they say, you can believe everything that's on the internet,
sure,
right?
Yes.
And you can find pretty much everything that you want. But I think one of the biggest things to understand is that I guess I feel that's important is sometimes as parents with kids, both neurotypical as well as kids with diagnosis, we don't always step back and just watch them and realize that. And I know this is one thing that we've talked about before is how can you tell what the child is doing is a product of their diagnosis or if they're being a kid? You know what? It is what it is. And step back, watch your child, and you may find out that they're doing the same stuff that the neurotypical kids are. Take a time and hug your child. Appreciate for who they are. You know, if they sing, encourage it. If they play music or sports, what we need to do is just not always. I know that for me, it was really hard to let go of the diagnosis and just enjoy my children. And I have to say that that's one thing I wish every parent would do is, no matter what your child's diagnosis is, step back, enjoy them, love them for who they are, because they're going to grow up and they're going to be like Scott's kids and everything's going to come out and you're going to say, wow, why didn't I?
Yeah.
Stop and smell the roses and your kid's hair.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.